Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady is our guest. G-R-E-D-E is how you spell his last name. TheGradyCompany.com, is that right, Rob?
That's correct.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Thank you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. So, Rob, by the way, folks, is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, now in its third edition. You know what third edition means, don't you? That means it's a pretty good book, and people kept wanting more and more of it. So congratulations on that, Rob.
You got
some inexpensive marketing tactics that work, and I want you to talk to us about that.
Well, there's a chapter in the book in Naked Marketing about those inexpensive tactics, but I thought we could talk about a couple of them today. I think one of the most, it kind of dovetails with all you were talking about earlier, is rewarding your employees, or at least making them feel important. It's all part of the training to make them feel as if that they are part of the team. Mm-hmm. And that's business cards. I used to own a company, a 40-person apparel firm, and we gave everybody, I'm talking the cutters, the sewers, even the janitor, we gave everybody a business card.
That's so smart. That is so, I've been saying that for years. Whenever I've ever gone to talk with companies, work with them, to train them, I've said everybody in your company needs a business card.
Absolutely. It does three things, Jim. It immediately makes them feel part of that team. It makes them feel important to have a business card with a team name on it, with the company name and their name on it. And the second thing it does is it actually might lead to a sale. It did for us. One of our employees at a bar passed out his card. We got a call from a guy the next day from Miller Brewing, and we ended up getting a huge order from him, an ongoing order. So, and the other thing it does is it spreads your name around the community. People like to work for a place that they've heard about. It's always better to, when you say, hey, I work for such and such a company, oh, I know them. Yes, I've heard about them.
If the employee who is not necessarily part of the sales team is proud of who they work for enough to say, hey, this is my company, here's my card, that tells somebody about your culture, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It builds camaraderie. It makes them feel, it builds morale. It does a whole lot of good, positive things. And you can buy a box of them for $10 online.
That's right.
I mean, it's not an expensive marketing
package. And here's the other thing. A business card is a worker bee. When you give, you know, I've been using the worker bee strategy for decades, Rob. A proposal, a brochure, a business card, whatever you can leave behind continues to work for you after you leave. It's the worker bees. What do you think?
I like the idea of that. I've not heard that term before, but I think it's apt. I think it's very appropriate.
So what else? What's the next thing we need to work on?
Well, you've got, every company has forms, Jim. You know, you think about all the forms you've got. You've got delivery notices and shipping schedules and just memos. Every company, if they don't have one, they should have a mission statement or a motto of some kind, a tagline.
Right, right. And your name and logo are very, in more than one place.
Absolutely. And every one of those forms, it's an advertising vehicle. You have to send them out. It's a purchase order. You have to send it out to a supplier who could become a customer. But it's another way to put your philosophy, if that's your mission statement. It's another way to put your tagline, your advertising tagline, in front of customers. It's another way to transfer your message from you and the isolation of you and your company to the outside world.
Physical forms and electronic forms.
Any kind of forms that you have, PDF files, you're right, and online forms as well, no question about it. It's another very simple, inexpensive way. You've got to print them or you've got to create those forms anyway. Why not put your advertising message on them?
Take a lesson from athletics on television. My goodness. Is there any place in an arena that there's not some kind of a brand message these days?
Even on the uniforms of
everywhere,
the players.
Everywhere. I mean, professional golfers are billboards. They're walking billboards, right?
Of course,
so,
absolutely.
So take a lesson
from
those.
How about race cars?
Exactly. Take a lesson from those guys, right?
Absolutely. You've got, but with forms, it's so simple because it's a no-cost marketing idea. Absolutely,
right.
You have to print them anyway. You might.
And it's your real estate. It's your real estate.
Absolutely. Why
you
not?
You get to do whatever you want to with it, right?
You own it.
Yeah, and you can do it in a way that's not in your face, can't you? I mean, just something that looks like, yeah. Well, this is their form. This is their name. There's their tagline. You know, it's appropriate. All right, one more. You got one more for us.
Well, the other one I wanted to talk about is one that's near and dear to me because I used to own a uniform company,
uh-huh.
a company that made uniforms. And I'm telling you, it is a very inexpensive marketing tactic. And now I'm not talking about the kind of things where you look like you're wearing an orange jumpsuit with your name on them. You don't want to put the employee's name on it. You want to put your company name on it. And
yeah.
I don't care if it's blue jean shirts or golf shirts or it's a nice windbreaker jacket
right.
or a hoodie,
right.
sweatshirt or something. People wear them outside the office. I had a client once who was who did on-site IT work for clients.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever met some of these very creative IT engineers. They tend to be very creative in their dress, and some of them were an embarrassment for my client, sending them out to his clients.
Right.
And so what we did was we put them all in very nice. Sharp-looking outfit.
And he gave them away. He gave them to his employees.
He gave them to him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And
it's
spread
smart.
The word to all his customers, and they liked it because they looked sharp.
The Grady Company, G-R-E-D-E, thegradycompany.com. Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Hey, Jim, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Rob Grady, he'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.